Welcome to it, 5:40 in the a.m. Welcome to the entertainment section of our fine program. We're going to talk about what celebrities may give you a virus. Okay, not one where you actually have to go to the doctor, but a computer virus. McAfee antivirus software people. Not the one that lived in Belize and killed his neighbor. The owner of the company, the rank and file, the people that do the real work.
Don't click on the Rihanna videos that are supposedly coming up in your email.
Yeah, apparently that's true. McAfee people release a list of celebrities whose names are likely to expose you to computer viruses when you search them online. Here are the top 10. Number 10, Emma Roberts. Adriana Lima. John Hamm is number 8. Britney Spears is number 7. With her announcement yesterday, she probably is going to move higher up on the list. Katy Perry, Zoe Saldana, Kathy Griffin? Who's looking at Kathy Griffin?
I think she has a big fan base in a certain area.
The Lebanese ladies?
Yes.
Sandra Bullock. I can understand why you would look for Sandra Bullock. Avril Lavigne, and then Lily Collins is number 1. And I'm sorry, who's Lily Collins?
She's an actress. I couldn't tell you what she was in.
Okay. She is the number 1 most dangerous person to be looking up on the internet. You're going to get some kind of virus where your computer will explode.
Jennifer Aniston's not on the list.
Not on
Rihanna's
the list
not
this
on
year.
The list.
Not this year's list. No, I'm sorry. So you're getting ready to get married, and you book it into a nice hotel, and everything is going well, and doggone it, somebody crashes the reception. Only in this case, you're not so upset about it. It's Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt showed up at a British hotel last week for a meeting, and there happened to be a wedding going on. The groom, by the name of Daniel Lingwood, noticed that Brad Pitt and some other guys at a table at the bar nearby and did the thing that they probably hate, but brought his bride, Abby, over for a picture. The bride says he congratulated us on our wedding, said I looked great in my dress, asked me if I wanted to go have drinks later. No, I added that part. Shook our hands and said he'd like to pose for a picture. He was very accommodating. And unfortunately, she says, I didn't get to kiss him. You really want Angelina Jolie showing up? Although, wouldn't it be a little hypocritical for her to get jealous?
Okay.
Seeing as how she stole Brad Pitt away from Jennifer Aniston.
I suppose there's still that dynamic going on.
What are you doing with my... It's like, really, lady?
So did he end up going to the reception then?
He just took a few pictures.
Because John Travolta was at a hotel a few months ago, and there was a wedding going on, and John Travolta went to the reception.
Yeah.
Danced and had drinks. And...
Now, that would be funny. Hit on the groom?
Oh, stop it.
What?
Stop it.
Now, here's a fun thing, though. There are witnesses that say that also Shia LaBeouf, LaBeouf was also at the hotel nearby. Nobody went up to him and asked him for anything. Sorry, Shia. You got upstaged by Mr. Brad Pitt. Apparently, O.J. Simpson is a little bit nervous in prison. Now, not for the obvious reasons that you're thinking of.
Well, he's been there for such a long time. What's he nervous about now?
Well, the National Enquirer is saying that he's freaking out a little bit because his Florida home is about to be foreclosed upon and then subsequently auctioned off. And the theory is that's where he hid the murder weapon and other evidence of the crime.
Why, it hasn't been found since then?
No.
Police never searched there?
I'm sure they did. But maybe he hid it in a wall. Maybe
There are many ceiling tiles. Mm. No one can go through all of them.
Yeah, maybe there's something. My theory was that he gave the murder weapon and other things to the lawyer Kardashian.
When did he have time to go to Florida to hide that stuff? He flew to Chicago, then flew back to L.A.
And they arrested him.
Right. So when did he have time to go to Florida to hide all that stuff?
My theory is he gave it all to Kardashian. Kardashian took it to Florida and hid it there.
Kardashian is a officer of the court. He can't do stuff like that. He would go to prison.
He's a lawyer.
He's not going to do that.
He was a lawyer. Cha-ching. Here, buddy. Here's $100,000.
Slithers on his stomach, doesn't walk upright.
Thank you very much. Look at his offspring.
Kardashian was well set up. He was rich. He didn't need to do anything like that.
Did you see the look on Kardashian's face when O.J. got the not guilty verdict? He freaked
out. Oh, my God.
Out.
I can't believe it.
The look on his face was, holy crap, he got away with it. That's his face. Anyway, He is upset about losing the home. He's worried about losing a few items that are in it. Most importantly, the knife he used to murder Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman in 1994. This is all according to the National Enquirer, of course.
Simpson will say, oh, my God, the real killer came to my house. I can't believe it.
I was framed. That's what it was. And last but not least, no, not last, but in the story also, Arnold Schwarzenegger is being considered to be a villain in Avatar 2. First of all, the real bad news here is Avatar 2. Well, Avatar was bad enough.
It made a lot of money. That's why there's an Avatar 2.
I know, but it was horrible. By the end of the movie,
I just didn't like the politics of it.
No, I didn't. By the end of the movie, I was rooting for the military to just wipe out the blue people. It's just like, kill them all already.
Avatar was bad. You didn't
flying
like
tree huggers. I got sick of it. Arnold has.
He wanted the military to defoliate the forest, and
at some point, I was like, "What? You don't have napalm in the future? Let's go."
We had tree huggers fantasizing about having relations with the large blue people.
Yeah, I was not one of them. No. Schwarzenegger told an Avatar creator, James Cameron, go way back. They worked together on the first two Terminator flicks. And the 1994 action comedy True Lies. So there's some history there. And one of my favorite TV shows that I don't get to watch very often anymore. As a matter of fact, I can't tell you the last time I actually saw an episode when it aired on TV. Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very popular. Radar Online is coming out that the three biggest stars of the show are banding together and are requiring pretty substantial raises for next year.
This is what the cast of Friends used to do when their show was a hit.
Yeah.
All five of the main leads would say, you know, we're not doing individual deals. We have bargaining power if we all do this together.
Yeah, and that's very, very smart. Jim Parsons, Johnny Galecki, and Kaley Cuoco have made a private pledge to stick together to strong arm the production company into giving them a bit more money, kind of like you said, Friends did back in the day. Each of them currently makes, $350,000 per episode? That's ridiculous. They've got mortgages to pay.
When I hear those kind of numbers bandied about, I wonder how in the world can the production company make money on these shows?
Oh, they're making a ton.
When they're paying that much to the actors?
Oh, yeah. I mean, remember what, what's his name? Nutjob from Two and a Half Men.
Charlie Sheen.
Thank you. He was making, $1.2 million?
Yeah.
They were banking, and they were still making money.
By the way, I watched yesterday the season premiere, the first show of Sleepy Hollow on Fox.
What'd you think? That was it good?
It was very entertaining. It's absolutely nuts, but it was very well done and very entertaining. I think it might hang around. It's going to be interesting. But if you get a chance if they play it again or watch it online or whatever, it's
check reality at the door and have a good time.
Absolutely.
Well, see, I've got Breaking Bad to get into. I can't add too much to my plate. I'm sorry. I fell off the wagon with Under the Dome. I haven't been able to keep up with that either. I got hooked into it, but I couldn't keep up with it. And now I don't know what they are. Are they still under the dome?
They're still under the dome. Yeah.
Are they still basting in their own juices or something? WSAU, we'll be right back.
Hey y'all, this is Britt. You may have heard that I signed a deal to star in my own Las Vegas extravaganza at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Now, I know people usually associate a Vegas residency with being washed up, but what about Garth Brooks, Guns N' Roses, and Motley Crue? Okay, bad examples. But my new show won't just be dancing and lip syncing. It has rare endangered animals and huge illusions. That's right, I'll be performing with K-Fed. And if people in Sin City grow tired of me, I already have a five-figure deal lined up to perform on Carnival Cruise Lines. Come on, animal trainer guy, we got a show to rehearse.
I'm Britney Spears.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.